Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
As a student of literature, I am familiar with the concept of social stigma. I've read The Scarlet Letter. I know about literary pariahs such as Jane Eyre and Howard Roark. But I never thought that I, a socially aware Ivy League graduate, a daughter of Stanford and Silicon Valley affiliates, would become one. As it turns out, I represent three particularly terrifying cautionary tales. I'm not permanently employed, I live at home, and I'm afflicted by a seemingly incurable case of idealism. Like all fallen heroes, I started off with a plan. I would find an interesting job soon after my graduation, move to a trendy city, and transition seamlessly into life after college. But as my resumes disappeared into the void of digital applications, the economy plummeted and the weeks ticked by. Without quite realizing what was happening, I found myself moving my bags back into the extra bedroom of my parents' recently downsized home. My new circumstances had some obvious advantages: a stocked fridge, two cats whose litter duty had magically transitioned to my father, a clean house that, unlike my West Philadelphia digs, was not inhabited by rats, mice, and a bat. But while the world around me kept spinning, I drifted quickly into self-imposed isolation. It was the only way to avoid the social stigma involved in admitting the anticlimactic truth of my post-collegiate life. Absent were the adventure, independence, and romance that I had hoped to find. Instead, I experienced awkward daily struggles, trying to negotiate an appropriate response to the guy in the bar who asked where I lived, avoiding the embarrassing sixth-grade portrait every time I entered my living room, being disturbingly up-to-date on NBC's fall lineup. After months of wallowing, I decided to pick myself up by the bootstraps. Determined to find solidarity among fellow boomerangers, I sent Facebook queries to old friends and discovered that many of us are in the same boat. We simply thought we were alone because it was so quiet. I think it's about time we start making some noise. With a perspective, I'm Anna Hartley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.